now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers and the show where you can find help and hope. And with me, as always, my best friend, co-host, and sidekick, and now a partner, I think, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, nice to be here, Lenny.
What's happening?
Not too much.
Not too much. It hasn't really been too busy this week.
No, it hasn't.
No, but we have some new listeners, you know. Oh, and we have to, he's on the phone right now, so we'll talk. Well, first we'll say hi to our new listeners. We have Luz from Seminole, and Susan from Sarasota, and Gail from Largo. So thanks for listening in. We're glad that you do. Please tell your friends. If you can't listen to the show live, you know you can listen to the podcast on ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com. And thank you so much for tuning in today, because I know, caregivers, how valuable your time is. And I know just to say, oh, I'm going to sit down and listen to a radio show for an hour is a big deal. But I'm really glad that you're here today. And we have on the boards today, Mr. Vaughn. How are you today?
How you doing, ladies? I'm doing pretty good.
We're doing good. Thank you for taking care of us.
No problem. Anytime.
All righty. What a deep voice he's got. And our special guest today is Erin Aaron. Is that your stage name or something?
I already had discussed that with her. It's her name.
Did you? It's my married name.
So Erin is a nurse navigator with Caring Connection AC unit Palms of the AC unit at the Palms of Pasadena.
Yes, okay, the ACE unit at Palms of Pasadena Hospital in St. Pete, Florida.
All right, tell us a little bit about what that is.
Well, the ACE unit is, the ACE stands for Acute Care for the Elderly, and it's a special unit that was designed specifically to take care of seniors over the age of 65.
Now, what happens, I think, because I heard, Doc, you work with Dr. Sunny.
Yes, Dr. Sunit Srivastava, affectionately, affectionately known as Dr. Sunny. To most people who know him.
Yeah, and he was saying there's a mission why this whole program started and everything because of explain this to our listeners, because I'm sure a lot of them experienced that.
Yes, Dr. Sunny came from Ohio and worked at Tampa General Hospital and then came over and worked over here in St. Pete, and he got involved in caring for people as a hospitalist as well as in assisted living facilities and nursing homes or skilled nursing facilities. And he noticed that there was a cycle. And that cycle was that someone would come either from home or from a facility and they would have an acute illness or an acute injury and they would be hospitalized. And then they would go from the hospital to the rehab, and then they would go from the rehab back home, and then they would be sick again, and they would go
back to
the hospital and into the rehab. And it was a constant cycle. And Dr. Sunny said, that's no way to live. So he thought, we really need to figure out a way to break this cycle. And so he did some research, being that his interest is in geriatric medicine. And he found that there are units across the country, these ACE units, acute care for the elderly units, across the country, in several different states and cities, and that they have a model of care that can be followed that can help break the cycle of a senior ending up back in rehab every time after a hospitalization.
I gotta tell you, sometimes somebody comes to my support group and they say, my loved one has been in and out 8 times or 10 times in a year. It's crazy.
Yes, and so our goal and our purpose is to stop that cycle. And we found that oftentimes we can stop that cycle through the approach that we take to their care. One being making sure that they're up and out of the bed. And
in the hospital.
They're in the hospital, while they're hospitalized, and that they're staying mobile. And we can get into that further later on. But it's very, very important to make sure that they they stay mobile, because you could bring someone in to treat them for an infection, and we can pat ourselves on the back that we treated them for the infection and we got rid of the infection, but
now they can't walk.
Now they can't walk. Now we have a problem.
Jack in rehab? My husband was in every rehab around here.
And that happens so often. So we really, really hope that we can stop that cycle.
And the thing is, too, I think it seems like just the whole communication between you and your patients down there is a whole different scheme. So talk to me a little bit more about that, about really getting to know who you're working with.
We do. We specialize really in highly personalized holistic care at the ACE unit. And we do that by getting to know our patients in the beginning, by doing a short little interview. It doesn't take very long, but we get to know what they like to be called, because all too often someone's name is, you know, Richard Robert, but they've never gone by Richard their entire lives.
My husband was John, but he went by Jack.
Jack, right. Exactly. And that happens all the time. And what happens when people develop any kind of delirium that they get in the hospital or dementia, if you start calling them by a name that they don't recognize, they're not going to respond. They don't think you're talking to them. So we find out what they like to be called. We find out where they're from originally, where they live now. We find out some of the things that they like to do, what their career was, what kind of work that they did. We find out interesting facts about them. And, of course, we always find out if they're a veteran, because we like to recognize all of our military personnel.
Well, so. You know, I was talking to somebody, we talked about this probably a year ago. I wish somebody would develop an app, because whether you're in a community or in someone's home taking care of them, there are different caregivers in and out all the time. Things change. So the app, you'd be able to go on the app, but I know with HIPAA and everything, it would probably be impossible. But you would go on the app and it would say, this is John, and John's from Minnesota, and John used to drive trucks. Because I think lots of times there's no conversation because they don't know what to talk about.
That's so very true, Linda. I find the same thing. And in the very beginning of my nursing career, I've been a nurse for close to 17 years now. And I've always said, where is the national standardization of care here? Why is it that we don't know who the person is that we're putting on our ambulance?
Right.
And bringing from the skilled nursing facility to the hospital, it seems that there's a breakdown in communication in all forms of healthcare, from your primary care to your ALFs and SNFs to your acute care hospitals. It's too bad we don't have some way
in the
tracking
that. You know, they have that program up in Pasco, the purple bracelet thing. So when someone goes in the hospital, if they have dementia, they put that purple bracelet on. So now when they go for x-rays, the person in x-rays knows this person has dementia, or when they go to blood. Because otherwise they don't know.
And it seems too bad that we can't standardize some form of information. Because that seems so easy to me.
Yeah.
What bothered me is, well, I know at Largo Medical, that's where my hospital, and we go to the diagnostic clinic. Well, your doctor at the diagnostic clinic no longer can visit you in Largo Medical. They have staff doctors. Well, that's where a lot of the breakdown comes, because they don't know them. And my husband was someone you had to know, because he would pull some pranks. And his doctor would know a little more, but all of a sudden they cut that off. Is that in all the hospitals here?
I find that healthcare is moving in that direction, where the primary care physicians are staying out of the hospital, and hospitalists like Dr. Sunny and his group are taking over care in the hospital. And I believe that there are some advantages to that. And as you pointed out, there are some disadvantages as well, as in your primary care doctor really knows you really well. If you have the advantage of having someone like Dr. Sunny or one of his doctors from his group, Dr. Monahan, Dr. Justy, he's got several doctors in his group. They are very, very good clinicians, and they will take a look into the history and spend a lot of time with the patient to see who the patient is. And I think that when you have doctors, back in the day, our primary care doctors used to follow us into the hospital.
Right.
It's almost impossible, though, to keep that up throughout a career, lifelong career, because they're working sometimes 18 hours a day and getting absolutely or more and getting absolutely no sleep at all. So the advantage, I believe, is that if you have a good group of hospitalists, then they do their due diligence and they are very good at what they do and they can follow up for the physicians on the outside because there's just only so many hours in the day.
True.
And I believe that our clinicians are probably a little more rested than they used to be these days. So that's that'd be the advantage of the hospitalist way,
right.
Way.
Because that was in New York even when we lived there 30 years ago.
Yeah.
They had outside doctors. I mean, the doctors in the hospital.
Yeah.
Your
We're
doctor
different.
Never
yeah.
went. But down here, it wasn't that way till about 15 years ago,
it's just been probably in the last 10, 15 years recently that they've switched over to the hospitalist way. And let me tell you, it has been the hospital's model of care is really what I should say. It has been difficult because a lot of patients, including myself, who are used to having our doctor follow us in the hospital, are very resistant to that change.
Well, especially seniors.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
because they're used to the way that things used to be.
Right.
I'm lucky. I've never been in the hospital, so, well.
Knock wood.
For appendix once or something.
Yeah.
But because it did bother my husband. He wanted his doctor there. But he got used to it.
Yeah, well, something
just caused a ruckus and got more attention. He wanted more attention.
Well, the great thing is if you find a hospitalist that you like, you could keep coming back to the same hospital
exactly.
and getting that same care. And the hospitalist like Dr. Sunny will remember who you are.
Now, are they in every hospital?
No.
No, not every hospital. We are very lucky at Palms because Legacy Health Medical Group, which is Dr. Sunny's group that he founded, group of physicians and advanced registered nurse practitioners, they are our main hospitalist group at Palms. So if you come in and your doctor doesn't follow you into the hospital, you will most likely get Dr. Sunny or Dr. Monahan and or their ARNPs following you while you're at the hospital.
And how have most of the people been with that, the clients?
They
got a great personality, too. When you have a wonderful doctor, it makes a big difference.
I have to say that most of my patients are just over the moon with Dr. Sunny. He's a one-in-a-million type of guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very personable and very understanding and very caring.
Very, very caring.
Caring.
And, again, focusing on the needs of the geriatric population, which at Palms of Pasadena, most of our population of patients there is geriatric, so...
Yeah.
Over
they say there
65.
Are more seniors per square inch in Pinellas County than anywhere else in the United States.
Yes, and we also have many, many more ALFs. I believe the statistic is in the state of Florida, Pinellas County has more ALFs in skilled nursing facilities than any other county.
It's crazy. And 300 and something home healthcare companies and,
yes,
and everything else.
And only one ACE unit. So
yeah,
we could use more of that.
We are hoping to expand the program into more HCA hospitals, and then as time ticks on, maybe some of the other hospitalist groups, or not hospitalist groups, but hospital groups that run hospitals will also pick up on that as well.
Oh, that would be so good, because I know that was the worst thing. I mean, every time he went in, I thought, oh, well, here we go, because someone said something about if you're kept off your feet for one day, it takes you 3 days a week to get that day back when you're...
Yes, absolutely. The way that I like to explain it is if you know how we feel, those of us that aren't quite to that age yet, if you know how you feel when you get the flu and you're in bed for 3 days and
all of a
sudden you're trying to get up and you're stretching and your back hurts and you can barely stand up and your knees ache and your ankles ache and you just feel awful and you're just dragging yourself to the bathroom, imagine if you were 90.
Yeah.
And at age 90, our muscles atrophy so much quicker. It is just debilitating for these patients to be in bed, even for one day. They've done studies.
That's what I heard. One day, it's like...
Even for one day.
And who wants to stay in the bed anyway? You know, years ago, I'm talking about years ago, like my grandmother, what they would say is, we put grandma to bed, and she never got out of that bed again. They put him to bed.
Right.
And then they couldn't after that. Then they were stuck in the bed.
Right. And it used to be the normal the norm in the hospital that if older people came in, they were a fall risk.
Yeah, so just keep them in the bed.
So just keep them in the bed. That way they're, quote, safe.
Yeah, while they're getting bed sores and everything else, too.
Exactly.
So we want to go to Palms of Pasadena, it sounds like.
Yeah, but we're going to be healthy. We don't have to.
Not totally. And you're not even 65.
Not yet. But this year I get silver sneakers.
Uh-oh.
Mine are tarnished already.
So what should people look out for? So I go to the doctors and my loved one has a urinary tract infection or whatever. And they want them to go into the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
What do I say when I go there if I want them to...
I want them out of bed every day.
Yeah.
If you come into Palms of Pasadena, there's a couple different ways that we can take care of a loved one, especially since we're talking to caregivers out there. We can direct admit them if we have orders from an outside physician or facility. So we can direct admit them from the facility, which is really great because it keeps them from having to go through the ER experience. We have a beautiful brand new ER at Palms of Pasadena Hospital, but I don't think that anybody really loves the ER experience. Right. It's scary. It's bright lights. It's loud. It's hustle bustle. It's busy.
Yeah, there's no rest there.
There's no rest. And it's a lot to take in, especially for somebody who's elderly. There's just constant stimuli.
And if they have dementia, forget it.
Exactly. And so it's just one more step, especially for someone who has dementia, on that road to becoming very, very delirious. And a lot of people don't know, but there are elderly people who can perform perfectly well at home in their own environment. And as soon as you take them out of their environment, they suddenly get delirium. Yeah. And once they get delirious, they are like a dementia patient. So you have to treat them in the same manner that you would treat a dementia patient. So all of the things that we do at Palms and our unit and the way that our unit's set up and our model of care is all directed towards keeping them from entering into that delirium that they often experience when they end up in the hospital. So back to your original question, anyone over the age of 65 that requests to be in the ACE unit can be transferred to the ACE unit.
Okay, you hear it? Listening caregivers out there.
That's right. So anybody over the age of 65, even if you don't have dementia, even if you don't get delirious, you can still be transferred to the ACE unit. We can take direct admits, again, from a physician or from a facility. Or if you do end up in the ER because you have some kind of acute event going on and your doctor said go straight to the ER,
right,
we can take you from the ER. So if you get admitted to you can be admitted to Dr. Sunny from the ER or Dr. Sunny's group and go straight up to the ACE unit.
But you guys can only handle so many people, right?
Well, we have 11 private rooms up in the ACE unit, and we are connected to a med-surg unit that's called 3 North at Palms. And so even though we only have 11 beds, so to speak, we can bleed out into 3 North, and the patients can still get that same level of care out on 3 North. They may not necessarily have all the pretty colors and pictures and soothing lighting and things like that that they get over on the ACE unit, where we have great UV light, which helps their circadian rhythm, which is basically what's night and what's day to the patients.
What a difference that
makes. But we don't necessarily ever say we will not turn anyone away.
Okay.
And say, oh, we don't have, you know, any beds for you today. We'll just put them in a different area and treat them like they're an ACE patient.
And is their day different there than it would be in another hospital? What's different about it?
Yes. We try not to wake our patients during the night, which is a big, big deal to a lot of people. Rest is so very important to healing. And so we try to keep any labs or vital signs to a minimum during the evening hours and nighttime hours. So we ask the lab not to come in until 6 a.m. and we ask them not to come in after 11 p.m. as well as vital signs. Now, there's going to be patients that are out of the norm because they have to be monitored based upon some kind of a condition that they admit with, and then our hands are tied and we absolutely have to follow them that way. And there's patients that can't necessarily always be admitted to the ACE unit because they need intensive care or they need the cardiac unit. Patients like that that have ailments that we can't treat until they're a little bit more stabilized. Once they get stabilized, they can transfer to our unit. But that's one of the things is we don't wake them up. We have soothing lighting. We have soothing colors. We have special flooring so that they're able to see better where they're stepping and they're not tripping or they're not
fearful.
Right. They're not fearful or they don't see a bright spot in the floor where they feel like it looks like a hole or it looks like a step that they have to take a step down. We try to keep the environment quiet and soothing. We are NICHE certified, which is Nurses Improving Care for Health System Elders. So our nurses are trained in how to redirect behaviors. So we also treat the patients with an interdisciplinary model of care with an interdisciplinary team. So every patient that comes in gets a neuropsych eval from a neuropsychologist. They get the physical therapy, occupational therapy evals, and we keep them mobile while they're there. We have Dr. Sunny looking at them from geriatric eyes and looking at their medications. Of course, we're looking at their mentation and how to properly redirect them and not use the heavy medications that sedate the patients that a lot of other hospitals use. So we're just looking to keep them comfortable, get them treated for what they came in for, not do a bunch of unnecessary procedures, and get them back to home, wherever home may be, in as quick as a time as possible.
All right, that's we're going to talk more about this in a little bit because we need to hear from our wonderful partners because you know what? If you don't hear from our partners, you don't get to hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out. VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on. And they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's voxlife.com/caregivers. Palm Garden is a mission-driven, patient-centered provider of post-acute healthcare services with skilled nursing rehab centers and rehab clinics. Their dedicated team of healthcare professionals deliver quality care through innovative nursing and rehabilitation, including inpatient skilled nursing and rehab, in-home care, and outpatient rehab services. And as you know, April showers bring May flowers, and May is easily one of the most celebrated months at Palm Garden. Nurses Week is the first week of May, and Palm Garden has award-winning nurses and CNAs taking care of their most valued guests and residents. National Skilled Nursing Care Week begins on Mother's Day and is filled with special events. Whether you or a loved one is in need of short-term, respite, or outpatient rehab services, May is the perfect month to visit them. Take a tour of any of their five Bay Area locations: Clearwater, Lago, Pinellas, Tampa, or Sun City Center, or visit them at www.palmgarden.com. That's www.palmgarden.com. Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You are healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
All right, caregivers, you know that caregiver affirmation is good for you. I know how hard you work every day to take care of your loved one. And I know caregivers, and I know caregivers don't take care of themselves. And I say it week after week after week that caregivers need to take care of themselves or they can't take care of their loved one. So I know you're sick of hearing it, but you're going to keep hearing it from me because I care about you. So, Erin, tell me a little bit more about this unit because this, like, amazes me. Give me some more information about it.
So I believe we talked about the interdisciplinary care team.
Right.
We were, just as we were going for break, we talked about that. And so our interdisciplinary care team meets usually every day. And that care team consists of Dr. Sunny or one of his associates, myself, my unit director, which is my boss. She oversees both the ACE unit and the 3 North unit. And our case manager, our pharmacist.
Wow.
Yep. We have the dietitian comes. We also have our neuropsychologist is usually there with us. I said the case manager.
That's so important. Because there's so many times things happen because people are not communicating.
Therapy is there. So we have the whole team meet and we discuss what's the best plan of care for the patient and where's the patient going from here. Because it is our goal to get our patient treated for what they came in for and discharged back to home within 2 to 3 days.
And what you said earlier is you do things holistically or try to do things holistically. So explain, tell me about that.
Holistically would be the interdisciplinary team. So we look at the patient as a whole, not just, oh, this patient has come in with a urinary tract infection or an exacerbation of COPD. We look at the patient as a whole. So what's the patient's living situation? Are they going back home to a safe situation? Do they have someone there who could take care of them? Do they not have someone? Are they alone? If they're alone, what can we do? What kind of resources do we need to point them in the direction to be able to be safe at home? Or is it somebody that we're going to need to help place in a facility, whether it be assisted living or skilled nursing? Is it somebody that needs rehab? And then after rehab, they can go home. I stay in close contact with their families as well as with their facilities, if the facilities are interested, in order to keep that continuity of care for the patient. So the family is involved and active in their plan of care. They can help the patient make decisions, or they may have to make decisions for the patient if the patient's dementia.
Right.
And they can move in the right direction so that hopefully we can break that cycle we talked about in the beginning and get that patient back home and healthy and keep them safe while they're there.
Do you find a lot of the patients come in with too many meds?
Yes, that's called polypharmacy, and that's been an ongoing issue. And Dr. Sunny and his associates are fantastic about taking a look at those meds and judging whether those meds are
necessary.
Yes, if they're necessary, if they have interactions with other meds, if there's something that may benefit them more. There's certain medications out there that just aren't good to use in the elderly, and especially aren't good to use in patients with dementia. So one of them is Ativan. Ativan's a great drug for people who have high anxiety who do not have dementia. Once you start getting elderly and people have dementia setting in, that drug can completely change and its function basically in people who have dementia.
I think Ambien is a nightmare too.
I would have to agree with that.
You know, I gave my loved one 1 and 2 of those pills. I'm never giving it to them again.
I had Ambien myself one time, and it was a nightmare.
I didn't like it.
It was really scary, and here I am trying to perform as a nurse 2 days after taking a medication, and I felt like I was on a cloud. So that was the first and last time.
Yeah, you know, I always say I go twice a week. I go to the chiropractor. And if I need acupuncture, I feel like I need acupuncture, I get acupuncture.
Oh, you mean when you fall all the time?
Stop.
if you train
so
your dog.
So I'm 64 years old, I'm on no medication, and I want that to stay that way as long as possible.
Well, studies have been done, and it shows that the less medications you take, the healthier you are and the longer you live. So there are, of course, medications that are necessary for people who have high blood pressure and diabetes and many different ailments. But
when the doctor tells you have this, I always ask first, well, what could I do besides taking that medicine?
Absolutely.
Like, can I go work out more? Can I, cut back on my sugar or whatever? You know what I mean?
And I believe the more proactive people are about their own health, the healthier they're going to be and the longer they're going to live. But many, many people just...
Well, that's what scares me, because I see it every day.
Do whatever
day.
Someone
every
tells
day
them
too.
To do, or they use their neighbor or their friend as their physician.
Yeah.
They don't seek proper medical advice. So, but yes, Dr. Sunny and his associates do definitely take a look at the medication that the patients come in on and try to reduce them as much as possible, because there's so many out there that really have more side effects than they have benefits. So he takes all of that into account.
And I think a lot of times, you know, the side effects is just depression. And then they'll find if they can get them off some of those medications, their whole attitude will change. I mean, it's just...
Yes, and fatigue. a lot of the medications can cause fatigue. And that brings me to one of the other things that we do on the unit, and that is if we have a patient that's acting out or displaying some sort of agitation or, you know, ill behavior, we oftentimes use interventions that are non-conventional, so to speak, to bring them back.
Like
redirection. That's part of the interview in the very beginning of their hospital
stay. Let's
just go
take a walk.
Oh, yes. Let's take a walk. Let's get PT involved. There's many, many things we can do. Exercise. Just sitting down and talking to somebody. Sometimes really, if you just hold their hand and just talk to them, they'll often relax.
Yeah.
And no need for medications. And then, of course, keeping them on their sleep schedule. So the circadian rhythms, as I mentioned before, keeping the blinds open during the day, the blinds shut at night, making sure that they get some rest. Because, as we all know, anybody who doesn't have rest can be quite a bear to handle.
So you don't really have, like, sundowners issues there, then? Well, there's probably still some, but...
I wouldn't say that we don't have sundowners issues, because that kind of goes hand-in-hand with dementia. But they're reduced, and the amount of medications that are used that have potential devastating side effects to seniors are greatly reduced on our unit. So we do a lot of redirecting. We've taught our nurses and our CNAs a lot of redirection techniques. You don't argue with the patient.
Can you tell our listeners that don't know what redirecting is, what it is? Because there is some woman who's home taking care of her husband right now and doesn't have a clue
what redirecting is. Yes, redirection would be instead of focusing on the problem, redirecting their attention to something else, whether it be a story or something that they remember. Often folks with dementia still have their long-term memory.
Right.
And they can remember things back to when they were a child or when they first got married, maybe a trip or a very fun time, or maybe a party, something that they can remember that gives them good memories. So we redirect that agitation or that agitating behavior or whatever it is that's causing them to not feel like themselves. We redirect it back with, oh, let's talk about when you got married. Do you remember when we got married? Or do you remember when...
Well, it's just like when a kid falls down and their knee is bleeding and you go, hey, look at the butterfly.
Exactly.
And
exactly. Some form of distraction or what we call redirection. If somebody's banging on a wall or trying to get out a door,
you don't want to fight with them.
Mrs. Jones, let's go over and look out the window. And you know, we are so lucky to have such a beautiful campus where we're right on the water. So
yeah,
let's
nice.
Look out the window. Let's see if we can find some dolphins today. And you would be surprised.
And ice cream is always good for that too. Guys.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that completely.
Sometimes a little bowl of ice cream can make everything better.
It's so true, and it's such simple. It's just such simple behaviors that, you know, that are simple things that we can do to redirect those.
Well, you
behaviors.
Know what? We all need so much education about dementia because we're living so much longer. The longer we live, you know, we're all going to have some form of dementia. But if we know how to work with it, it makes things a whole lot different. And I see people that know how to work with it and have got education and how their experience is versus someone that doesn't.
Far different.
Far different. For both of them.
Yes.
For both of them. And I think caregivers, while we're talking about this too, you know, we've talked about this before. People with dementia, they like the routine. They like to eat out of the same bowl. They like to watch the same show every day at the same time. Make a list of this stuff. Just get yourself a black and white notebook and write all this stuff in there because God forbid something happens to you. Or maybe you just might get a chance to go on a vacation.
Or have a break.
Yeah, the person that's caring for your loved one needs to know this. Because it'll just make everything a whole lot easier.
Absolutely. I think that's really important. That's a very good point you brought up, Linda. Caregivers, there's actually statistics out there that show that caregivers sometimes die before the person that they're taking care of.
A lot of times.
Because they are so exhausted,
yep.
And they develop health problems themselves. So that's where places like Ruth's Promise, which is an amazing...
I love Ruth's Promise.
It's just an amazing, amazing place.
It's like an oasis.
Yes, for people with dementia, and their caregivers get to have a little bit of a break while they're... while their loved one is actually having a great time. They're doing crafts and they're telling stories and they're singing and they're watching movies and there's just so many things for them to do. And I just think that you caregivers out there really, really need to take care of yourselves, because if you don't take care of yourself, there's no one to take care of your loved one. So
and
it's,
you know,
very
what
important.
I say all the time, and I'm going to repeat this again too.
All right.
Is lots of times the person you're caring for is like, they need a break from you too. You know, you might think, I'm the best, they need a break from you too. And Lynn and I have talked about that. And you force them to take a break. And then when the caregiver takes a break and they come back, they're nicer.
Yeah, my husband said, absolutely, you should go away more. You're much nicer.
Oh, because you needed that break. You need that
time.
It's
very true. Everybody needs a little bit of time for themselves, and especially someone who has a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week commitment to taking care of somebody, especially someone who has dementia.
Well, they say even people that do take a pretty decent care of themselves, after their loved one passes, it takes up to 2 years to get their immune system to back to where it was supposed to be.
Yes.
Because we're not sleeping through the night. We're making sure they're sleeping through the night.
Exactly.
And we're not eating right because, well, you know how that goes.
Right. And the stress, just the pure stress and what stress does to the body. Sometimes stress is worse than anything else.
Yeah, and many times the person you're taking care of doesn't really understand the ramifications of their illness or what's going on. You're the one that has that reality in your face.
Absolutely.
Which makes it more difficult. And then you have those friends that feel a little uncomfortable that don't come around. So all these friends out there that feel a little uncomfortable because somebody has dementia or whatever, go visit your friend.
And that's what I love about Dr. Kate's programs.
I love Dr. Kate.
I do too. And I love Dr. Kate's programs like Ruth's Promise and her memory cafes, because when you feel like you're the only one out there that's on this island and you're isolated in your own home trying to take care of someone with dementia, it's very, very,
it's devastating.
It's completely devastating and very difficult. And I think that this is a great way for people to get out and about and feel like they're not the only one.
Yeah, and your loved one gets to be social.
Yes.
All right, we have to hear again from our partners, and you know we only have fabulous partners on this show, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Adult daycare centers are designed to provide care and companionship for older adults who need assistance or supervision during the day. Programs offer relief to family members and caregivers, allowing them to go to work, handle personal business, or just relax while knowing their relative is well cared for and safe. Maria's Adult Daycare offers mental, social, and physical activities for adults who've lost some independence due to cognitive impairments or chronic health conditions. They provide day services in a safe, caring environment, and they make a difference by ensuring compassionate, quality care. I love it when I visit there and see the smiling staff and happy clients. For a tour of Maria's Adult Daycare Centers, you can call today in Seminole at 727-393-7711 or in Countryside at 727-223-3999. Call Maria. Maria cares. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413. 1-800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413, promo code Linda. Don't delay, call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
You know what that means. Get your paper and pen, because Lynn's got some good stuff to tell you.
It always makes me feel with those horns I should start running.
I feel like we should get on a horse and take off, really.
Horses. All right. On June 15th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., Curves of Seminole on Seminole Boulevard is having a blood drive. All donors receive a wellness checkup, including blood pressure, iron count, pulse, and cholesterol screening. So show up.
And listen, guys, it's so easy to donate blood. You just go in there. They hardly even prick your finger today or anything. You could save somebody's life. It's really easy. It's an easy thing to do. Yeah, they still put it in your arm, but before they used to put a hole in your finger, too, that they don't do anymore. Okay. But it's so easy to do. Just do that. Help somebody.
Okay. All good right. Idea. You can't, though, because it's not your time yet.
No, I only have so many weeks.
I know. You're a good girl. On June 20th, from 10 a.m. to noon at Arden Courts in Seminole, is the seminar on When is the Right Time to Move Your Loved One? Our Linda Burhans will be the guest speaker. RSVP to 727-517-7800. That's
727-517-7800. Come see me, guys. It's going to be a great seminar. It's going to be interactive. It won't be just me chatting like I always do. But
I'll be thinking of you. Things. But I'll be on the plane to Canada.
Ooh, yeah, you will.
I will.
All right.
On July 21st, from noon to 5, at Seminole United Methodist Church, the Foundation for Healthy Living is having a special event to support families affected by disabilities. Tickets are $15. Please go to www.smartlivingevents.com for more information. That's www.smartlivingevents.com.
Knowledge is power.
Yes. Then Arden Courts of Seminole is offering free memory screenings on the third Friday of every month from 1 to 4 p.m. If you are worried about a loved one, you can make an appointment by calling 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800. Okay.
So good how we know all those phone numbers. Yeah.
I know.
So you know, guys, there's a lot of great events out there, but if you don't go to them, you can't learn things new and you can't be entertained. So please think about that. And also, if you're a home health aide or a CNA and you're looking for a chance to make a difference in a family's life, Assisting Hands Home Care is now looking for qualified aides who are ready to find their new match. So they offer competitive pay and flexible schedules, and there are families that need your help. So if you're ready to be an assisting hand, you can apply online today at www.assistinghands.com. All right, what do we want to wrap it up? What's the last thing we need to tell our people here? That we just want to keep our loved ones from not going back into the hospital and not going back into rehab, what can we do proactively?
I think it's really important to always, always be the squeaky wheel.
Yeah.
So the squeaky wheel gets the oil. That doesn't mean be nasty to anyone.
No,
I think it's
friendly.
Always important to be friendly and positive no matter where you go or what you do. But I also believe that you have to give your loved one a voice.
Yes.
Especially if they have dementia, you have to give them a voice because they don't always have a voice. And just really educate yourself and be aware of what's going on.
Well, you know what I hate? I hate when the doctor talks to the other person. Like the patient's not there.
Right.
Don't let people get away with that, guys.
Right, exactly. And just make your needs known.
Yeah.
If there's a need at home, make your needs known because there are so many wonderful agencies, wonderful resources.
And we have them all here, right,
in
Pinellas County.
We have tons of resources that I wasn't even aware of here in Pinellas County. The Area Agency on Aging has just a plethora of resources. You can reach out to them. You can reach out to one of us.
Yeah, the Alzheimer's Association. Go to lindascaregiverconnections.com. You find a lot of information there. I have a weekly blog and some really great companies on there. And don't forget to enter the caregiver contest. So all you have to do is go to connectingcaregiversradio.com and nominate a caregiver. It takes you like 5 minutes to fill it out. And we put all the names in a hat because you're all winners to us. And we pick out one winner, and the winner gets 8 hours of respite care, either from Arden Courts, Maria's Adult Daycare, or Assisting Hands, whatever works best for them. And you'll get a massage and a haircut and a restaurant and whatever other swag.
A lot
we
of good swag I have I'm holding on to.
Yeah.
I'm hoping this contest doesn't start.
So please do that. Just acknowledge a caregiver. You know, the few that have come on the show that won the contest, they're like, they're so overwhelmed that somebody cared about them and did something for them.
And there's so many good things that will help them.
Yeah.
The balls that you squeeze, we have a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And that 80 hours of respite care, I think that's just phenomenal.
That's awesome.
That's really phenomenal. In fact, one of the winners, it was one of her neighbors, and we saw Becky there from Assisting Hands one day helping her out. That made me really, really happy. All right, well, we're about ready to wrap it up. Thanks so much for listening today. You know how much I care about you guys. If you need any kind of resources, contact me, because if I don't know the answer, I know someone that does. Thank you, Erin, for being on the show with us. And Lynn and I will come down and visit you.
Thank you, Linda and Lynn. I'm so honored to be here today. And I want to thank you for all you do for caregivers and for taking the time out to give them a little break. So
thanks
so much for having me.
We could say that when I come back next week, I'll be a year older.
Okay.
So happy birthday to me.
We will. So thanks for joining us today. Like us on Facebook at ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com. Nope, just Connecting Caregivers Radio. We look forward to spending time with you again next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.